This phone call was made on February 25th of 2020. This is after I lost custody of the boys.
This is Catherine Anthony. I would like to apologize, and I would like to have an agreement. I'll find something that I will not say anything else.
We're not going to accept it. I'm sorry, but, we're not going to accept it. So you need to try to make amends with Joyce Matthews and try to get your visit.
I cannot. She yells at me and cuts me out. I have not done anything to her.
Okay. Well, call your attorney and see if she can point somebody else.
She's Elsie Martin Simon's not representing me.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on.
Was made on February 25th. So first of all, the contact and attorney explained to them that LT Martin. of receiving that also have a recording of Atana talking about his dad trying to choke him and kill him. Policies of the Domestic Relations Office state that they are mandated reporters by the state of Texas, which means that they are legally required to report any, and I do mean any, allegations of abuse. They're not specifying when the abuse occurred. They are legally is their responsibility. They are showing that they are refusing and have failed to comply with their policies, and they have failed to comply with the law. This is a legal organization that is refusing to comply with the law in reporting child abuse and allegations of child abuse. And they were wanting me to contact my cousin, see my kids, but I could not get her to help because she yells at me and cusses me out. The only way I can see my kids is if I am tolerant of abuse and being mistreated around my children, which is not beneficial to my children. This is not keeping my children safe. Ryan Adams also stated that their job was to keep the visitation safe. Well, I don't know how they are keeping the visitation safe if they are using United Methodist churches that are under administration that has a history of supplying United Methodist churches with clergy who are child molesters, one of them being my father, another being Kendall Graham, who was convicted of sexual assault of a minor. Employed by the Texas Conference and an assignment at a United Methodist Church as a clergy. The Domestic Relations Office is using Sunset United Methodist Church as a Stevens United Methodist Church's visitation signs. These two churches are under the Conference Administration that has a history of employing child molesters. Behavior.